From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. A group says it has enough signatures to prompt a recall election of Ferguson Mayor James Knowles III. A member of Ground Level Support told the city council on Tuesday that it had tried that day to submit the petition, but was told that the city clerk was not in the building. The group tried again Wednesday to hand in the petition with more than 1,800 signatures. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Knowles was criticized for statements he made following the August shooting death of black 18-year-old Michael Brown, including a denial that the community was racially divided. A group has been formed to review the Missouri House's intern policy after the former speaker admitted to exchanging sexually suggestive texts with an intern. Former House Speaker John Deal resigned the last day of session, May 15th, after admitting to sexting a 19-year-old intern. Richardson was elected that day to replace Deal. House Speaker Todd Richardson of Poplar Bluff says that the working group is vetting current policy. He says members of the House clerk staff, legislative researchers, lawmakers, and others will compare that with other states' policies. Richardson also asked the group to reach out to Missouri universities with internship programs at the Capitol for feedback. He says a review of the current policy would be one of his top priorities after the session ended. Missouri lawmakers are suing to challenge the authority of Governor Jay Nixon and officials who oversee the current St. Louis Rams Stadium over plans for a new one. A group of six lawmakers filed a lawsuit yesterday in Cole County claiming Nixon is misusing taxpayer funds and violating state statutes as he pushes to replace the aging dome. The lawsuit says the St. Louis Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority lacks the authority to pay for the plans or extend bond payments for a new stadium. Neither Nixon nor the authority could immediately be reached for comment. Nixon's administration has said he can extend payments on the existing Edward Jones Dome without legislative approval, which some lawmakers dispute. Columbia Public Works announced Operation Clean Street, a city program that will take place this Friday. The pilot event will gather 40 city employees on Worley and Rogers between West Boulevard and College Avenue to participate in trash pickup, sidewalk and street cleaning, and street sign evaluation, among other things. If the event is a success, Public Works Information Specialist Stephen Sapp says it could look to expand the project to different streets and areas of the city with the help of community volunteers.
We want to test this out and make sure that our planning goes off, if you will, without a hitch, to make sure we've got all the pieces and parts, all the logistics in place to make this an activity that we can open up to neighborhoods and other volunteers.
Operation Clean Street will take place from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. this Friday. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.